The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Fund, Poisek at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The center can be reached for halachic services, consultations, and shilas at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Nachis Daf Lamed Amid Aleph. I would like to discuss a topic that has been somewhat more of a matter of discussion recently than in the past about making Gilyonis margins on Megillas Esther. Let's see the Gemara, Daf Lamed Amid Aleph. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara says that you shouldn't make the columns in Sefer Torah too few, meaning too long lines. Rather, kegayin l'mishpach chaysechem gimel pamim. Three times the word l'mishpach chaysechem should be the width of the column. This is what generally done, that the column is the size that you could fit in the word l'mishpach chaysechem three times. Now, it's interesting, just as an aside, number one, why we pick this word that doesn't appear anywhere in the Torah. Okay, the second question is, how do we spell the Mishpach HaSechem? Is a Malei Chassid. The Shulchan Aruch Simen, Ein Reish Beisiv Beis, says that each sheetah should be the length of 30 letters to write the Mishpach HaSechem. So that means the Shulchan Aruch is taking the word as the Mishpach HaSechem as being Malei. The Beis Hillel, over there on that Seif, he points out that in Simen Ein Reish Heis, if Beis, the Shulchan Aruch says that when we have a shear of a parsha space, it should be the size of 9 letters. And we know that some Rishayim at least say L'mishpach HaSechem is the shear. So over there we're taking L'mishpach HaSechem as being 9 letters, and here we're taking it as being 10 letters. Now, it's important to point out, it will in Yes Hashem be relevant for what we're discussing, the Divrei Chaim in Chelek Beis Mekum Lamed Aleph was asked by the Sefer Torah that the Rav wanted to passel it because the Sefer did not leave, not that he didn't leave the right width, but he didn't leave. The Gemara says a little weiter. Let's just jump ahead. The Gemara says that you should leave Ben Shita L'Shita K'male Shita a few lines further. Between one line and the next should be the space of a line. So this Rav wanted to pass on the Sefer Torah because this Sefer didn't do it. So the Divrei Chaim starts off, he says, he's thanking the Rebbein Shalom Basi B'Shanim. He says, I'm old, so I don't want to be the one to give a Hurrah. He says, but, he says like this, he says, first of all the Achrayin and Paskin, that leaving a space between one sheet and the next is not likuvi. He says, Abach, in Yardei, the end of Simon Reishai and Gimel, he brings a Rabbi Yeruchim that holds his La'akev, but the Bach himself paskins the Hakel. He says that the Beka Yosef in Simon Reishai and Gimel, Ois Aleph, says that many are Mekel even Lechatchila. And there was one Chacham who was Tameya, why are we not Chayshu Lechatchila to leave a space between one line and the next, the size of a line? But says the Bechaim, we see that this is the Minik. And he says, if you look around in all the Svarim in the Basic Knesset, he says, all of them don't have one, between one line and the next, the space of a line. So he says like this. He says that it's not Ma'akev, it's only Li'ipoy Haksav. He says, in those days, that was Yipoy Haksav, but in our days, it's not Yipoy, which is very interesting. He's saying that even though the Gemara is saying this, but the Gemara is saying this because this is what was considered nice, but since by us, it's not considered desirable, it's not conceded. So therefore, even lechatchila, we're not chayshis for this. And he ends up very strongly that he says, and this is nichlan what the Gemara says, davalamid beis amid aleph, filim yove elera in shaymanlai, because this is the minik. Okay, now, the Gemara goes on and says like this, shir gilyain is the margin, is milmata tevach milmala gimel espais. And the banim, it's a tevach. On the top, it's gimel espais. And by a chumash, the chumashin, meaning a full sefer, sefer bereishis, sefer shemais, but it's not a full sefer Torah, milmata shalash espais, milmala shetspais. Interesting, the Gemara doesn't say anywhere what you do in Nevi'im, what you do in Megillah. So now, what is a shir? Of course, we could say, like we often say, shir mishalacha moshe misinai. In this case, the Mukha Yosef says that the shear has to do with being able to, where you tend to hold it safer, and you hold it more on the bottom than on the top, so therefore it needs a larger shear. Now, we could raise the question, is the idea that you hold it that we're afraid that a person's finger is going to cause letters to rub out? Is it a issue that things are going to rip because of his hands? Okay, but in any case, the Numukha Yosef, it's the Yochasmi Numukha Yosef, others refer to it as Rabbi Nehainasan, others interestingly refer to it as the Ran. He says that this has to do with the fingers damaging the where it's being held. Now, we know if we look around, we see, especially in small Sefer Torah, that it's very common the Sefer does not leave this kind of shear that's mentioned in the Gemara. Now, there are a number of tshuvas that discuss this topic, and we'll in Yesh Hashem get to Megillah. The Mamshik and Yadei Simen Reish Samach Aleph was asked why Seifim don't leave this full margin in Sefer Torah. And he says perhaps you could argue that nowadays we don't use the Sefer Torah to learn from, we only use it to learn from, and is since in the Miyuchas and Mukha Yosef says the reason for the Shia on the Bam, because if your finger is rubbing against the cloth, so nowadays this is not an issue. But he says it's difficult to say this because this is brought lahalach and shulchan aruch and the paiskim this year, and they don't make this distinction. Then he says that it's only hid the mitzvah, and since it will add to the price of a sefer Torah, so therefore we're not chayshit for this hid the mitzvah because it's going to cause this farm to be too expensive. Now, before we go further, should point out, it's the Sefer Truma Simukuf Tzadi Zayin, he brings from Rabbeinu Tam, that this shear, when we mentioned earlier, that's three times the Mishpachay Sechem, he says that's only Niksiva Daka. But Niksiva Gasa Hakolafi Hanoi. So we see at least with that shear, we don't see as far as the Divrei Chaim is saying that we could change the shiurim, but we see that specific shiur, Rabbeinu Tam is saying that it has to do with noi, because the Gemara says shaliya einav shaitetais. So if you have a different size ksav, then it's going to be the appropriate width of the line is going to vary. And he goes on and says that a typical Sefer Torah is shishatvachim, like the Sefer of Moshe v'chol zel mitzvah lo la'akev. Now, the Sheva HaLevi, he brings his Maram Shek, and he points out that the Maram Shek seems to be going against the Yushalmi. The Yushalmi is found in Parak Aleph of Megillah. It says like this. It says, Halacha Moshe Misinai, Shiyakaisim Ba'ayis, Vakaisim Bidyai, etc., etc. And it says, Tzarchnitin Rebach B'Sefer Mumayl and Shteish B'Sefer Mumatan Shalish. The Sefer needs two on top, three on bottom. Rebbe, I'm a term Mumayl and Shalish and Mumatan Tepach. So the Sheba Halevi says that this Yushalmi seems to be indicative that this shear is halacha Moshe Misinai and not as the Maramshik presents it. Because the Maramshik presents it as being only hid the mitzvah. To save Halevi, that Shuvah Chelek HaSimkov Samach Aleph, he suggests that perhaps everyone agrees that the halacha Moshe Misinai is sufficient two above and three on bottom. And Rebbe is being Moisif in Sefer Torah, larger shear, Gimel and Dalit, because of the Mishmash Yadayim in the Sefer Torah. But the shear of Gimel and Beis, that's the shear of Halach Mishim Misinai. And he says perhaps this at the Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam says that the shear, the Rambam says that this shear is it's only limitsa min hamuvcha, and if he didn't do it, it's not ikev. He says that perhaps this is, and that's Asim second Shulchan Aruch, the Sheva Levi says perhaps that that's only the larger share of Sefer Torah, but the smaller, minimal share that sounds like in the Yerushalmi perhaps is Alach HaMishu Misina, maybe that is Ma'akeh, but the Sheva Levi says that we don't find anyone who actually says this. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan, Simen Reisha and Gimel Seif Beis, says that quotes the Shulchan Aruch, that this is only mitzvah v'mshina kasher. And he says, the time of this, he's sort of somewhat like the Ramshek, Meneshekhen, who noy has sefer Torah, liyizgil cholak lamar lamat vitzadim, and gamep neshul nistarcha leches beguf haklav. So the Aruch HaShulchan says two reasons. He says, one, it's aesthetically pleasing when there's a nice gillian, and second, perhaps you can have to hold it. And lo yechoyz b'makam ha'is yishal le'tash the shem. If you'd have to touch the klav where the letter, where the words are, then you might rub them out. So he says that's why you need a larger share on the bottom, because you tend to hold it more on the bottom. And on top, you tend to hold it less. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan says like this. He says, in small Sefer Torah, that's not possible to do this share, so we do a smaller gillion. But Hakol Be'erech Hazel L'mati Yaisim L'mai L'mai L'yaisim Yibayin Daf L'daf. And he says, narrowly. A small Sefer Torah where you can't. Now, can't, he doesn't say why you can't. He may mean, because there's Halacha Masech the Sefer brought in Shulchan Aruch, that you can't have a Sefer that is more margin than writing. So at least in the case that it's not possible to leave this shear, the Aruch HaShulchan is agreeing that you shataka not have a full-size margin. Of course, he leaves open the question, which is, what if it's possible to have the shear, but it will look awkward, or it's a small Sefer, so maybe you don't need the same amount of space, especially for his first reason of noy, of aesthetically pleasing. He doesn't address that, at least he doesn't address it specifically. Now, the Minchas Alaza in Chelek Bey Simen Ayin Aleph was asked about the small Sefer Torah that don't have the shear of the margin that we find in the Gemara and in the Rambam Shulchan Aruch. And he writes that there was a Gadol Echad who is Tama, and he says it's important to be medaktik on the shear. Now, the Minchas Alaza says like this, that he says, Shemati miseifa mumcha, shemekubal hu mipi seifa memorim kalach. He says, I heard from an expert seifer that he was mekabal from lahalacha, that this shear is only hagadol fi gadol v'katn fi katnai. That the shear that the Gemara is giving of six tvachim, of tefach on the bottom and three on the top, that's all presuming that the Sefer Torah is actually six tefachim. But if it's, let's say, half the size, then the gilin should be half. He says, im kabbal in the kabbal, vim ledin yesh tshuva. He says, because according to what the Mukha Yosef says, that mishmush, he says that according to that reason, so then why should it make a difference of how large a sefer is? Now, perhaps we could argue that a larger sefer, people need a bigger grip, a smaller sefer, they need a smaller grip. So maybe there's, even according to the argument of Mukha Yosef, there's reason to say that you need a smaller thing, although maybe not totally half the size sefer, half the margin. But at least according to this argument, there would be room to say that a smaller sefer does need a smaller grip, and even according to Mukha Yosef could get by with a smaller margin. Now, when we get to Megillah, the question is Megillah's Esther, what shear ought it to have? Does it need a shear at all? If it does need a shear, so is the shear the same as the shear of Sefer Torah? Is it the shear of Shars of Chumashim? Or like we saw in the Shalmi, other Svarim? So there's Hagoyis Mamanis in Parak Beis of Megillah. He says like this. His Rabbein Natam said that Sefer Torah has all dinim of, that Megillah, I'm sorry, has all dinim of Sefer Torah, the minyan of Shittim, the width of the column, etc., and the shear of the Gillian, Gimelet's boys, etc., etc. And this, Hagayis Mamaydis is coming from Rami Rottenberg, Tfos Prag, Simishun and Aleph, that says that, he's writing to Rabbeinu Shneya, that Rabbeinu Natam says that it has all dinim Sefer Torah, except for when you stitch it, that's the only exception, and we know there are other Rishayim who say the same thing. On the other hand, the Ma'aser Keach and the Rambam, in the Sefer Ma'aser Keach is page Ayin Resh Hey Amid Aleph, he says, he brings a Ran in Megillah Perek Beis, that says that when do we learn out Megillah from Sefer Torah, it's only Dvarim Shepoislim B'Sefer Torah. But the things that don't pass in Sefer Torah, in Megillah you could be Machshel L'Chatchila. And the Kol Yaakov from the Bal Kafa Chaim, is from the Tarfei Shadi Alis, of Katan Zayin, he brings this Machlekes Rishayinim, and he says, Al Zesrem Chempoi Baghdad, She'em Makpidim in Megillah Al Shehel Gilin Shalomayla V'Shalomate. He says, here in Baghdad, the minig is that not to be Makpid on having margins on top and the bottom, we rely on the Ma'aser Keach Al Pi the Ran, that in Megillah, when not Makbid, they should have the share. And this is like how it's written, Baghdadi Megillahs, even when they're large, full size, they have very minimal margins on top and on bottom. Now, the Kesis HaSeifer, who is a classic Sefer on Hulchistam, and the Chassam Sefer in his Haskamah to the Sefer says that all Seferim should be tested on the Sefer. In Simon Chof Ches, in Lishkas HaSeifer Oiz Dalit, so he discusses a question, he takes a position that a Megillah, he quotes Rabbeinu, the Magreis Marmanius, and accepts that the Halacha that says that it, the Megillah is Dumin L'Sefer Torah Chol Mili, he points out that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring it. Okay, in the end, Lemaisa, he quotes the Ran Shita, but then in the end, he says that it seems to him that it's enough by Megillah to leave a shear, like in Chumashim, you don't need a shear like Sefer Torah. It's enough to leave, meaning even if we accept that a Megillah does need margins, it's enough to have the smallest share, 2 and 3, rather than the share of Sefer Torah. Now, to put it into perspective, we're talking about, recently, it's become an issue of concern to many people that they want to be Makbid on Megillah that should have Gilyonis like the Shia says in Shulchan Aruch. Now, of course, you can't have larger margin than the Ksav because then it's not Kasha. But number one, we're talking about something that even the Sefer Torah, it says again in Reisha and Gimusef, Hey, Kol Ein Lu Dvarim Einam El Mitzim En Amuv Chamim Shina Kasha. And even though Sheva Levi wants to say that maybe there's a minimal Shia, but he agrees that Shulchan Aruch is not Mashma that way. Number two, by Megillah, it's controversial in Rishayim whether you even lechatchila need a shear. Number three, if you do need, it's a large discussion, does it need a shear of Sefer Torah, the shear of other Svarim? And lastly, even by Sefer Torah, we know, as the Kol Seferim says, the Minchas Elazar, that it's very common minig not to be makmin the full size share. Rather, we know when we look around the smaller Sefer Torah, it tends to have a smaller margin, more in proportion with the Ksav. So certainly by Megillah, what we have many Sadim to say, doesn't need a Gilyon in the first place, is makom to be makel, even the Chatchila to be Samechan, a margin that's only proportioned with the Ksav. And certainly someone shouldn't be concerned about being yaitzer with such a Megillah, or even owning such a Megillah, even buying such a Megillah, because this is, at the most, it's only the mitzvah, like Ikev, and according to many, it's not even necessary, even lechatchila by Megillah, but of course, kol echad nahara nahara pashtei.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.